Hello and welcome to episode 442 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Tuesday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. We got Maction, the return of Maction. Can you believe it? The craziest, most insane conference to bet on. We're back with these early midweek games, which I cannot wait to talk about. Definitely, it's a tread lightly situation sometimes. So the Maction, if you haven't sweated it before, just get prepared. You're going to be going through a crazy roller coaster. For whatever reason, these games tend to be insane. We have three tonight. I got one play that I wanted to mention. I have a play for tomorrow that I think we can get ahead of a little bit here, guys. But also got a big night of NBA, big night of NHL. We have World Series Game 6. I got to play in the money line there as well. But guys, I buried the lead. I just got one question for you. Did anyone watch and sweat and cash? It was a late edition for me. The G-Men, the Giants, baby. That was a lean all day for me. Ended up, when it kept staying like 10.5, 11, I even saw an 11 pop there. Came through bigly for the team. We also got our under 52.5 there, which cashed. So some updates, guys, looking at kind of what we've seen so far with the Chiefs winning 20-17, but the under coming through and the G-Men covering. Dogs now improved to 69-53 against the spread, 56.6%. Road dogs. We spent a lot of yesterday's pod talking about how road dogs, kind of the lack of home field advantage anymore in the NFL. Road dogs, good way to go contrarian because the public loves home teams and favorites. Road dogs now 44-28 against the spread, 61.6%. And primetime dogs, the gift that keeps on giving, knock on wood. And I believe they may have covered 11 straight. Someone tweeted me that. But primetime dogs, 17-7 against the spread, 70.8%. And the unders, guys, unders. I know we're talking a lot about dogs on the year, 56.6%, but unders are kind of right there next to dogs, 68-53 against the spread, 56.2%. And here's the angle that I love, looking at these non-conference unders, kind of the lack of familiarity leading to more of, you know, some of these lower scoring games, 23-13, 63.9% to the under. So great hit there. If you added the G-Men, we talked on the show, it was a hard lean for me. Ended up adding it because I said, hey, how can I not play this primetime dog angle? I just wanted to make sure it didn't shoot up to 12 late. Kind of stayed where it was at. So big hit with the G-Men, big hit with the under. And also, guys, I got the Edmonton Oilers last night, which was nice. And NBA, I had a lot of people tweet me early, is the under trend over? Well, I would mention that I have noticed some of these totals. I think JVT wrote about this in the VSiN morning NBA write-up. You know, the average total, if you go just kind of day by day, I think it's gone down about 4 points since the opening week or the opening few games. So I think it is adjusting here. It was 5-4 to the over last night. So 4-5 to the under, unfortunately. Doesn't mean I'm going to abandon the unders. Doesn't mean I'm going to automatically go over. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, looking at pace, offensive, defensive efficiency, line moves, historical system matches. And I wouldn't be so quick to say it's over just because it was a 5-4 night, because one in particular, I forget which one, there was Was it Washington under 223? And what did it land? I thought it landed. Maybe it wasn't the Washington game. There was one game. Let me see. That Washington. No, that went way over. There was one game that went over by like a point. And I was like, you know, hey, that would have flipped a winning night or a losing night to a winning night in terms of NBA totals. I forget which one it was, but it was kind of right on the. Oh, it was the Cavs game. Cavs-Hornets. Cavs-Hornets, I had under 221. It landed 223, and there's a late layup and fouls, and you know, hit the over there. So I wouldn't immediately say just because it was 5-4 like the under trend is over. No, I don't think so. I think there's good value to be had. So looking at last night, guys, 6-5 minus 0.02 units. So it was pretty much legit a wash there, right down the middle. But that's okay because we're going to keep grinding. We got Maction, we got World Series, we got NBA, we got a big NHL night, and I also have some NFL plays to talk about because some lines in particular are really, really moving quick here, and I want to talk about a couple plays for this weekend. One in particular with a huge line move, if you woke up and saw today, Green Bay is now to pick them, and that's a huge rest advantage spot, and then a couple other dogs are catching my eye as well, and maybe one favorite too. So I will hit on all that on a big Tuesday edition of the VSiN Market Insights podcast, but guys, I buried the lead. Raise your hand if you live in the great sunshine state of Florida. Florida, baby. I got relatives in Miami. I got relatives in Orlando. And guess what? This kind of came out of nowhere. It was a massive surprise, but why is it important? Because Florida is the third biggest state in America population of around 22 million. The only bigger states are California and Texas. But guys, out of nowhere, you know, I'm getting ready for, I did the pod and I was getting ready for Lombardi Line or Betting Across America. And I see this tweet that Florida has legalized sports betting. I'm like, what is going on here? Because if you guys have been tracking this, the governor there, Ron DeSantis, he's been pushing hard for legalization of sports betting in Florida. But there have been, it's almost really hard to track. And like, I'm kind of a nerd about this, you know, ever since 2018 and PASPA being overturned, I always, you know, keep track of every single state. Massachusetts, idiots, they're gonna wait until next year. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, it was kind of really confusing what was going on in Florida, because in the early 2021, this year in the spring, I think it was May, the Florida Gaming Compact was signed. I tweeted about this, but there's a picture of Ron DeSantis signing with the Seminole Tribe. And then in August, the U.S. Department of the Interior approved the compact. So they got authorization from the Department of Interior, a U.S. government agency here, to allow the Seminole Tribe to move forward with legal betting. But here's the thing. It was kind of in limbo, and everyone was saying, like, yeah, it's legal, it was authorized, but it's not going to happen because there are all these court challenges and legal hurdles in terms of, can it be allowed? Can it not be allowed? You know, what's going on? But guess what, guys? Florida, you gotta love Florida. Area Florida man, always a, you know, a joke there. But they got it. They got it done. They legalized sports betting. So Hard Rock Casino, the Hard Rock Sportsbook, and also I also had a couple of my people on Twitter messaging me saying it was so easy to sign up, but it's legal online. So mobile betting is now up and running. This was a huge surprise yesterday, but you can now bet legally in Florida. And someone told me you can use Venmo, which is like, you know, when you go out with your buddies and, you know, you don't have any money and say, can you buy me a beer? I'll Venmo you later. They're allowing Venmo apparently, which I think is a brilliant idea because that's, you know, a great way to easily, you know, fund your account. They are now up and running, and I think we're going to cross our fingers here because there's going to be legal challenges. And if you want to follow Daniel Wallach at Daniel Wallach on Twitter, he's all over this thing, but it's up and running now. I don't know if it'll continue to be up and running. It could, you know, come back down with these legal challenges, but this is massive because Florida would now overlap, and New York is really, really close with mobile too. It would now become the biggest state in America to legalize sports betting. So again, you can sign up for the Hard Rock Sportsbook. I had somebody send me some numbers and I appreciate it. I was looking at the juice because, you know, I remember when Washington DC legalized betting, maybe it was Oregon. They juiced up every side to like their standard juice instead of -110 was like -120 for every game. I'm like, ugh, usually the gaming commission does this. You don't want the lottery to do it. You want the gaming commission to do it. Because usually the lottery screws up with the juice, but it looked like everything was -110. So tip your cap to Hard Rock Sportsbook. Here's the thing. This is the only book, the only operator that's up and running right now. And it's through mobile, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel. They're trying to gain entry into Florida, in 2022, with a constitutional amendment. So when you go to vote in the midterm elections, hopefully in Florida, and I think they're getting all the ballot signatures, they're getting close here, but once they get the requisite amount of signatures, and I think it will pass because I know DraftKings and FanDuel are pouring a ton of money here into this signature drive, probably in 2022, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, hate politics, I'm going to need all y'all to get up there in Florida and vote 2022 in favor of legalized sports betting. So maybe Hard Rock will be the only one until then. Maybe it'll come down. It's kind of in limbo right now, but as of right now, as of this second, you can legally bet on sports in the great state of Florida, who has a huge population, but a ton of pro teams, college teams, a huge market. This could become, and I was reading an article that said like almost $12 billion a year could be generated and handled with a fully mature Florida sports betting market. So congrats to Florida. Yes, it's true. You're legal. Will it stay that way? I don't know. We all know there could be legal challenges and all this stuff. We could get tied up in the courts. But for now, the Hard Rock Sportsbook is up and running, and that is a huge, 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 huge thing for this great state of Florida. So congratulations, Florida. You can now bet legally, and I'm still waiting in Massachusetts. I'm like in The Shining when you see Jack Nicholson there freezing to death out in the maze. That's me in Massachusetts waiting for legal betting. But anyway, guys, congrats to the great state of Florida with the Hard Rock Sportsbook going legal yesterday, actually. With that being said, guys, let's dive right into all our games. Before we do, real quick, housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email. You'll then wake up every single morning to our sports betting newsletter. You'll get rundown of all the shows at VSiN that day with the guests and the hosts and the times of all the programs. I'll be back at it with my guy Mike Pritch, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time today. Also, I think I'm joining Daniel Alvari's LA CityCast podcast, which should be a lot of fun. I think we're recording that later today. But big day overall. And then also with the newsletter, you'll get promos for legal sportsbooks. You live in a legal state, take advantage in the newsletter. We got these promos and you'll get an odds boost, sign up bonus, all these different perks, and they want your business, but you want to shop for the best line. If you're on an under 217, you want to make sure there's a book that's out there 217 and a half, get the extra half point, you know, get better juice prices, get better numbers. So take advantage of the promos, get my Market Insights column, JVT's NBA column every day, Andy McNeil's NHL column every day. It's all included along with Dave Tooley's ATS report. So sign up for free, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then, of course, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN All Access membership tomorrow, which is going to be a hump day. Hope Dickie V shows himself around. Dickie V will be joining us, but tomorrow the new Points for the Weekly magazine comes out. So take advantage with the All Access membership. You get every PSW, game breakdowns, power ratings, best bets, Steve Mackinnon's, Matty Humans, the whole team there, along with Gamble and Lose biting breakdown. So you'll get that. You'll get all the best bet afternoon emails from the best bet picks from the guests and the hosts. Get 20% off the store. Get all of our betting guides. NBA and NHL betting guides are out, and College Hoops is right around the corner. My guy Greg Hoops Peterson is working day and night on it. The kid never sleeps. And then you'll also get 20% off the store, get hats, get merch, and then you get everything behind the VSiN.com paywall. Stat splits, power ratings, low bets, higher dollars, line moves. Get all the data from BetMGM and DraftKings, all included there with a VSiN all-access membership. And again, sign up, VSiN.com/subscribe, 10-day free trial. If you like it, you let it renew monthly, save money, get the annual, or you cancel before the 10 days are up, you will not be charged. And then, of course, guys, if you haven't done it yet, get on Twitter. Twitter is a great resource, not for battling people, not for trolling people, not for, you know, you can do whatever you want. But, you know, for me, Twitter is a way to stay plugged into a real-time market, be the first to know about something that can affect your bet. So breaking injuries, guys resting for load management in the NBA, starting goalies in the NHL, COVID stuff. Will guys play? Will they not? Follow local beat reporters. It's all really important to get on Twitter, create a gambling community through direct messaging, and get the latest updates in a market that is constantly evolving and changing. And you want to be the first to know and be proactive, not the last. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights, and you can always email me questions, comments, suggestions, you know, anything I can do to help you in your betting journey. That is my goal. You can always email me josh@vsin.com. So with that being said, guys, let's dive right in. I want to start with a little bit of baseball because I'm lucky, or I'm happy, I guess, that we're still live with Houston. I don't know if anyone had Houston on the series price, you know, to start the series or when they got down plus 130. But what I'm looking at tonight, guys, is sweating the Astros here. So first thing I like about this Houston spot, number one is, you know, take away your bias, you know, take away your, you know, things that can cloud your judgment. What is the market telling us? Guys, we got a line move toward the Houston Astros. Remember, this is a 3-2 lead here for the Atlanta Braves. If they win the World Series. It's over. Houston wins, they force a game seven. So what I like about this Houston play is the line move toward the Astros. This game opened around minus 118, minus 120, very short home favorite for the Astros. They've been bet up to around minus 125, minus 130. So we've seen movement toward Houston, and that kind of jives with what we've seen historically with these World Series favorites, World Series home teams, and World Series teams with line movements in their favor. So the playoffs this year, favorites are 21-15, 58%, about a 3% ROI. Playoff home teams, 24-12, 67%, with about a 20% ROI. But in particular, World Series favorites, the last decade, 60%. About a 4% ROI. They're 3-2 so far. This series, World Series home favorites, 59% historically, 2-1 so far this series. And World Series favorites with a line move in your favor. So expected to win and the line's going in your direction. 1-0 so far this World Series, and 30-11, 73% the last decade. So all those system matches, line movement, World Series favorite, World Series home favorite, all in favor of Houston. So I'm going to get down on Houston tonight, guys. I got minus 125. A couple other things I kind of like about Houston. Max Fried against Luis Garcia. So knock on wood, but Max Fried, if you guys remember, game two, I think we might have gotten down on Houston in that spot to tie up the series, and they did. But Max Fried, Went five innings and gave up six earned runs to this Houston team that really rakes against lefties all year long. Woo, woo, sound the alarm. Let's go. And then Garcia starting for Houston. I know he's on short rest, but he pitched in game three and he got the loss, but he went 3.2 innings pitched, only one run and six strikeouts in Atlanta. And also, if you look before that, the whole thing is like, oh, 3 days rest, 3 days rest. But he didn't pitch before that game until the Red Sox series, which was like 2 weeks ago. So I don't know if that short rest will affect him as much as, you know, if he had been going every 5 days. So I like the advantage to Garcia. I like betting against Fried. I like the line movement toward Houston. And here's another thing for me, guys. I got this from BetMGM, their stats and splits, which I always like to reference. But the Astros are only getting 39% of bets tonight, but they're getting 66% of the money. That's right up our alley. Low bets, higher dollars, line move in their favor. Low bets, 39%. That means they're a contrarian favorite. Fade the trendy dog. 66% money. That means the bigger wagers are in their favor. And it jives with the line move, going from around minus 118, minus 120, up close to around minus 130. So my play tonight, guys, I am on Houston. And a couple people were asking me, like, would you hedge? You know, if you have Houston futures, would you hedge with Atlanta tonight? You could. Hedging is for landscapers. Just kidding. I think hedging is kind of a smart move if you can guarantee a profit. But if I like Houston tonight, you know, why am I going to bet Atlanta then to hedge? Like, I'm letting it ride. I'm going to walk a tightrope here. We'll see what happens for a game seven, how the line opens, how it moves, what kind of system matches we have. But I am on Houston. I am not hedging Atlanta. I'm on the Astros to win the damn game tonight, minus 125. And I would mention, guys, you know, we're getting a lot of bets on the over. Very popular play. You know, these teams can score some runs. They got great lineups. But I'm not playing the total tonight, and I'll tell you why. It opened at 9. It's been bet down to 8.5 at a lot of these shops. So you've seen this number fall. Tells me there is some respected money here, but I think the key was it was at 9. So if you're missing the 9 now, it's now 8.5 juiced up over minus 120. I'm not going to play this. Again, we got two great lineups. Really, the smart money was on the under 9, and you're missing that now 8.5. The over 8.5 seems like an easy bet. But yet, you know, why is everyone betting the over yet the line fell? So this is kind of a classic layoff for me. Again, you know, I could see this go either way. Both teams good lineups. You could have a 5-4 game in the fifth inning. And then also kind of these late series over or late series totals to the under. We always talk about, you know, in the NHL game six, game seven or NBA tired legs. Sometimes you get these really, really important like 2-0 games. Which hopefully will be Houston tonight. So I'm not touching that total. My play tonight, guys, is riding the Astros. Let's go Stros. 39% bet, 66% money, a line move in their favor, and a lot of historical system matches to home favorites in the postseason, particular the World Series here. So there you have it, guys. A lot of housekeeping to start and talking about Florida. We just talked World Series here, but do not go anywhere because when we get back, we're going to finish up the episode 442 of the pod with a ton of NHL. I have 6 plays in the NHL. What are we going to do in the NBA? Do you think the under trend is over or is there still value? And then of course, Maction, baby, the craziness, the insanity of Maction. When you're down 20-0, you're never dead. When you're up 20-0, you may still lose it. It's just the most insane, conference to bet. If you haven't done it yet, if you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, just prepare yourself. You're going to need, I don't know, a very stiff drink and, a bunch of Tums here to, you know, get down your acid reflux. So, get ready. We're going to talk all that when we get back. NBA, NHL, some Maction, some, NFL lines that are moving as well. When we return, episode 442, a big Florida day for you Florida bettors out there who I'm jealous of. Episode 442 of the Market Insights podcast, guys. Stick with us. We're going to finish up strong when we get back talking NBA, NHL, and pro and college football. Don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back. All right, everyone, we are back at it after starting the pod recapping last night. Huge hit there if you had added the G-men or the under. Nothing better than you know, leaning on both sides or taking both sides that come up bigly for you there. So good hit there. And again, kind of crazy, but we continue to see these road dogs 61.1%, these primetime dogs 70.8%. Unders and non-conference unders continue to roll. So a good finish to week 8 in the NFL with the G-men and with the under. And then, of course, we talked about Florida. Congratulations to the Sunshine State. Sounds very easy to sign up, and it's awesome to see one of the biggest states in the country move forward with legalized betting. But now let's transition over to a little ice hockey. Let's go NHL because NHL good last night, just 1-0. We were very selective. I was annoyed because I laid off Chicago. And I saw that kind of later on, I was like, they won 5-1. I'm like, damn it. They opened minus 120. They got up to minus like 140. So that kind of was a home favorite with a line move in their favor. So even though you go 1-0 with Edmonton rolling for us, I feel like I should have bet Chicago last night. Anyway, for tonight, guys, big NHL slate, 9 games on the board. What are we looking at? Number one for me, Operation Bet Against and Fade the Arizona Desert Dogs, Coyotes here. I am on the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers are at home against Arizona. Flyers open around minus 195, minus 200. They've been bet up to around minus 225. They match a ton of systems here. So big faves, 200 or more, 18-4, 82% this year. Home faves, minus 175 or more, 23-9, 72% this year. Favorites off a loss are only 26-26 this year, 50%. They've actually been down. But historically, favorites off a loss, especially last year, 63% with a 5% ROI. And this is also a, you know, don't outsmart yourself. If Arizona beats me tonight, I tip my cap. They're 0-8-1. They're god-awful. Philly is 4-2-1. I think the big difference here is offensively. The Flyers are scoring about almost 3.6 goals a game. Arizona is giving you nothing, 1.4 goals a game. And you also have a rest advantage where the Flyers last played the 30th, Arizona last played the 31st. So I am laying it with Philly, minus 225 at home. Next one up for me, a big move to the Leafs. Let's go Leafs. I am on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. They open around minus 175. They've been steamed up to around minus 200. So match a lot of our systems as well. That 200 or more fave, 18-4. Sweet spot. When you're a 200 or more fave at home and you're coming off a win, 9-1 this year, 90%. And last year it was 80%. So that's kind of a really good system to keep an eye out for. And also, you know, VGK, who has been my nemesis here recently because they had a ton of guys out and they're still out. Stone, Pacioretty, Carlson, Tuck, Janmark, Patrick, White Cloud, all these guys. But the last two times I bet against them, for some reason, I don't know how, bunch of scrubs and nobodies. Who did they beat? They beat, like, who was it? Colorado and then Dallas back to back. So they've actually won 3 straight. Toronto's won 2 straight. But I like this play for Toronto. I think at home, get some mojo going for Toronto. I have Toronto laying it with a big line move there around minus 200. Next one up for me. I'm going Minnesota Wild here, guys. This is a bet against Ottawa for me. Ottawa is on the second leg of a back-to-back, and Minnesota has lost 2 straight. So when you're a good team and you lost 2 straight and you got a rest advantage, you're stewing on that loss, and I think you're going to give a good effort here against a team on a back-to-back. So Minnesota open. It wasn't a huge line move. They opened like minus 200. They're kind of the same. So, you know, at one point they got like to minus 220. I'm seeing them creep up now a little bit, but a lot of system matches. That 200 or more favorite, 82%. Rested versus tired. A ton of rest versus tired matchups here, guys. And then also those home faves, 175 or more, 72% this year. So I'm going to lay it with Minnesota here at minus 200. Reminder, all plays are bet to risk, not bet to win. Then a couple smaller favorites, which would be nice if we could cash at least 2 of the next 3. But Calgary. Calgary Flames, break up the Flames, man. They're on fire. Get it? Calgary, 6-1-1. They're playing great, scoring like 3.6 goals a game, only giving up 1.8. They're now playing Nashville. Calgary's won a bunch of games in a row. Nashville's actually won 3 in a row. Not a huge line move. You know, open, or actually it kind of was. You know, I saw some books that were like minus 140 up to minus 150. I saw one book that was like minus 130 up to minus 150. So either way, big move here to Calgary. Home favorites this year, 55-35, 61%. So I'm going to ride the red hot Flames here. Let's go Calgary at minus 150. And then a couple New York, New Jersey teams here. First one for me, the Rangers. Let's go Rangers. They open on the road, minus 115. They've been steamed up to around minus 125, minus 130. So match a non-division road favorite off a win. 10-6 this year, 62%. Non-division road favorites in general, 19-12, 61% with an 8% ROI. And I was reading Andy McNeil's column, which I highly recommend you check it out every day. But Andy was talking about how the Rangers play today and they don't play again for like 4 or 5 days. So you're probably going to get your good goalie here, Shesterkin. And the Canucks have lost 3 straight. And again, they made a bunch of moves in the offseason, but haven't really gelled yet. 3-5-1. I like the Rangers here, who are going to empty the bucket, hopefully, knowing that they have a few days off after this. So let's go Rangers, minus 125. The next one. I'm going Devils. Let's go Devils, baby. Devils are going to Anaheim tonight. Devils opened around minus. If you like the, you know, long story short, if you like the Rangers, you like the Devils. They're almost in the same exact spot. Devils open around minus 115, steamed up to around minus 130. Good move in their favor. This would be a non-division road favorite, as we mentioned, 61% this year. favorite off a loss, 63% last year. Favorite versus a tired team. So I believe Anaheim is playing, what, their fourth game in 6 days, something like that. Whereas the Devils, I know they're playing maybe their third in 4 or 5 days, but it's a slight rest advantage to the Devils here. And also they could be getting Mackenzie Blackwood back, which would be a huge, huge bonus here. So I'm going to lay it with the Devils with a good line move in their favor at minus 130. So plays for me in the NHL, Philly minus 225, Toronto minus 200, Minnesota minus 200, Rangers minus 125, Calgary minus 150, and the Devils minus 130. If we could get four of those, that would be nice. Now let's transition over to a little bit of NBA. Because again, I think, you know, and I got a lot of tweets here. You guys are sharp as a tack. But you're like, hey, is the under trend over? Which is pun intended here. And again, I would mention that we have seen these totals go down a little bit. But I wouldn't let, you know, a 5-4 night to the over kind of like get you off of, you know, this under trend. I think there's still value. The NBA is a public sport. Public loves overs. There's a thought process behind all of this. Now, am I going to, you know, have 90% of my bets be unders, you know, all season long? No, we're going to incorporate some spreads. We're going to bet some overs. Again, we're going to take each game individually, but I wouldn't let one night last night, you know, kind of, you know, cloud your vision or make you, you know, kind of disregard this pretty good trend moving forward. So a couple plays for me, guys. And I'll tell you right now, I got a lot of unders. I'm still riding it. I still believe in it with the emphasis on fouls or lack of fouls leading to fewer free throws. And again, looking at a lot of these Hollinger ESPN. And again, I had someone tweet me and they're like, where do you get the pace in the offensive defensive issue? Just go to Google, type in ESPN Hollinger, Hollinger. You'll have all of that data. It kind of looks like a Ken Pom breakdown there right in front of you. But that'll all be right there for you. But first one for me, Bucks and Pistons. I am going under here. Total open at 215. We've seen it get down to 212.5. I'm looking for the under 212.5 right here. At one point, actually got down to around 210 or 210.5. So we've seen a lot of under money. And why I like this under, and again, shop for the hook, 212.5. Number one, Detroit, 29th in offensive efficiency. Milwaukee is 18th in offensive efficiency. And we have seen Milwaukee 5-2 to the under this year. And we got some under refs as well. If you look at Brian Forte, one of the best under refs here, he's 55% to the under. Kogut and Butler, they're kind of about even, but a good under ref. The line is dropping, even though public's on the over. I'm going to take this under, see if we can get a low scoring game here. And maybe Detroit can keep this thing bogged down a little bit. But let's go under 212.5. Next one for me, I love this under, the Miami Heat and the Mavericks, two teams that, are slower in pace and are really good defensively and not great offensively. So the Heat and the Mavs, this one opened, 211, been bet down to 210. I jumped on the under 210. Miami is the number one team in the NBA in defensive efficiency. Dallas is 12th. So again, two really good defensive teams. Dallas is also really struggling offensively. I made the joke about Jason Kidd, but you know, for whatever reason, he hasn't made much of a difference here. Dallas is 27th in offensive efficiency. So public's on the over. They see a low total, yet open 211. It's down to 210. I'm on under 210 in Miami. I'm going to go inflated under with the Kings and the Jazz. Kings and Jazz under 222. I know it opened 220, so it has ticked up a little bit here, but I was looking at inflated unders. So when the total rises at least a half point, the under this year is 23-14, 62%. This would also match our 220 or more take the under, 41-20, 67%. And if you look at Utah, they're the number two defensive efficiency team in the NBA, and both teams have been good to the under. Sacramento 4-2 to the under, Utah 5-1 to the under. You're getting close to that, you know, Gonzaga, big favorite at home, you know, get up big, take your foot off the gas. Jazz are favored by 9 in this game. So I am going under Jazz 222. And then spoiler, again, I should have told you this. I'm riding all unders tonight, guys. I'm still doing it. I'm going to try to eke out a 3-2 night or maybe get surprised by a 4-1 or who the hell knows, 5-0, although it's probably doubtful. One of these is bound to lose. But anyway, Pelicans and Suns, I'm going under here. It's kind of a deadbeat under. Open 216, it's down to 215. Both these teams are in the bottom 10. So they're like between 20 and 30 in offensive efficiency. So not very efficient offensively. You also have seen this total fall. Again, 216 down to 215. And we do see both teams under this year. New Orleans is 4-3 to the under. Phoenix is 4-1 to the under. So I'm on under 215 with Phoenix. And then Houston. This is a bit of a little bit of inflated line here, but I'm going to ride this under trend and really lean on Houston to continue to be perfect here to the under. Houston is 6-0 to the under this year. Lakers are actually 4-3 to the over. But Houston is 28th in offensive efficiency. They've really struggled. This total opened 217. It's now up to 217. I see a 218 out there. Try to get a 218 if you can find it. But heavy betting, to the over. The line is on the rise. But I'm going to buy low and see if I can get this under here, under 217.5, under 218. So those are my plays tonight, leaning on these five unders. Now let's flip it over to a little Maction. The Mac. Return of the Mac is what it is, isn't it? A little Macklemore there if you don't remember. But anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to someone who I really respect, who's a really good bettor and a great follow on Twitter and just a really good person. Her name is Pamela Maldonado. I've known her for a few years when we were all at different companies, and now she's just killing it. You can follow her on Twitter at Pamela Lamb 35, but she's really smart and she's really cool. And I really respect her, and I wanted to quote tweet her, and I actually did quote tweet her, but this is what she said: rules for betting Maction. I think she summed this up perfectly. 1, forget what you think you know about football. 2, whatever you think will happen, opposite is more likely. 3, each quarter is a roller coaster ride. 4, you must have big cojones to bet Mac. 5, no lead is safe. And most important thing, have fun with it. So I just thought that kind of summed it up. Again, if you bet Maction, you know it's just insanity, craziness. I don't know why. It's just something about it. Maybe it's in the water there with all these Mac schools, but it's crazy. And again, I think with Mac, the whole point is be super selective. I think it's really important to really pick your spots in Maction, because you can have a perfect cap and something insane happens and you lose your bet. Like, that's just, backdoor covers, blowouts, everything is pointing under and it goes over. Everything's pointing over, it goes under. So just be careful with this stuff as we bet these Maction games, which we will. But I would say tonight, guys, all three totals have gone up a little bit. So Ball State Akron 57.5 up to 58.5. Eastern Michigan Toledo 52.5 to 53.5. And Miami Ohio 52 up to 54-ish around there. So automatically we have movement to the over. But what's kind of weird is I have a lot of people I respect who are on all three unders tonight. So I'm not going to go all three overs, all three unders. I'm going to pick my spots. I only have one play. My only play tonight, guys, is the over. Because again, if everything you think is going to happen is going to be the other way, but the over in Ball State Akron, it's a 7 o'clock game, total open 57.5, some bet up to 58.5. I think this thing may get higher, 59, maybe close to 60 here. But my angle here, number one, both teams are coming off a bye. So hopefully, time to rest, rehab, game plan, and get your offensive sets ready, but rested and ready to go. And then my other angle here for the over is the Akron Zips defense. The Zips are giving up 39 points a game. They rank in about the 120th or worse in pretty much every defensive category here. They give up a ton on the ground. They give up a ton in the air. They're always also scoring about 20 a game. So I like this Ball State offense going up against Akron. Ball State themselves are giving up about 28 points a game. So I think Akron may get a few points on them as well. I like that this thing is on the rise. I got over 58.5. I think it may get even higher here. And also great weather. So weather is not an issue here. You look at Zips home stadium, it's going to be kind of cold, like 45 degrees, but really no wind, no precipitation, great football weather. So that's my one play tonight over Akron. Eastern Michigan, Toledo, Miami, Ohio, both of those were totals to the rise. But again, I have some people I respect that like both under. So that's going to be a layoff for me. And I'm okay with one. There's only so much my heart can take in a Maction night. So I'm going to take that one overplay with an Akron defense that gets torched. And hopefully they put up some points themselves. So I hope you're not disappointed. You were thinking I was going to be like 20 Maction plays tonight. But seriously, guys, if you haven't done it yet, tonight's going to be a teachable moment, because Maction is crazy. And what, you'll see these plays, like the refs are, I know there's a couple games where the refs were god awful. Like when they moved the chain was broken. There's one of those I had. It should have been a first down. The freaking chain was like bent in half, and they didn't give him the first down. He should have gotten it. Sometimes it helps you. Sometimes it hurts you. But again, have fun with it. I think Pam was spot on, and be selective. Be very selective. I think when you're in a really, really volatile sport, the more bets you have, the more risk you assume. So pick, one that you really like, and again, have some fun with it. And I think for me, that one play is that Ball State over 58.5. I wanted to mention a couple of things in the NFL caught my eye. Number one, my Patriots getting hammered here at Carolina. Patriots open -2.5. They're all up to -4. So I wanted that a little bit earlier. Non-conference favorites have been pretty good here, especially on the road. Sam Darnold might be hurt. He had a concussion, and my Patriots are, believe it or not, back in the playoff conversation, 4-4, back to 500 for the first time forever since Tom Brady left. But good move to the Patriots there. Low total under 43 down to 40.5. Could be a low scoring game. Also keep an eye on Philadelphia Eagles. They're at home against the Chargers. Chargers actually opened like -3 on the road. Even 3.5 at one point. That line is now down to, I'm seeing 1.5s. So some money coming in on Philly. Philly could be a good tease. 1.5 up to 7.5. Go through 3, go through 7. That could be a worthwhile bet. Green Bay and Kansas City. Did anyone jump on Green Bay +3? That thing is now gone. We are now down to a pick'em. And I really like Green Bay here. Even if you miss the points, I'll take Green Bay to win the game on the money line. This Chiefs team, you saw it last night. They're just not in sync. They're turning the ball over all the time. They won last night, but the G-men got us a cover. But the Packers, guys, playing Thursday night football, Chiefs played last night. That's a big rest versus tired advantage for the Green Bay Packers. So I think that is going to hopefully be a good sign for them. So I'm on Green Bay. If you missed it, now at a pick 'em. And then San Francisco 49ers. If you want a disgusting play, the 49ers are kind of getting some respect here. You know, I'm seeing a lot of books that are, at one point it was like -3 Cardinals on the road. Now it's down to 2.5. I see a couple books that are pick 'em. I don't know what's going on here. I got to investigate, but movement towards San Fran, which would be divisional dog at home, buy low off a loss. After a few losses, or actually, no, they actually beat Chicago their last time out. I know Cardinals would have that rest advantage, but in the division, again, move to San Francisco, that jumped out to me. So just a couple things to keep an eye out moving forward. And I would mention the Rams are in a great teaser spot. Rams are at home against the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry out for the year, it looks like. RIP any Henry to lead the league in rushing tickets. But this open Rams minus, look at was like -4.5, kind of reopened 6.5. Now it's all the way up to -7.5 or -8. If you see a -7.5 out there, there are some out there. Tease. I added this as a tease. Rams 7.5 down to -1.5. Go through the 7, go through the 3. I think the Rams are probably your best teaser spot of the week. And we'll discuss more. We got more to talk about throughout the week, guys. But there you have it. A big Tuesday. For the Floridians, Florida Georgia line down there. You guys got legal betting. I'm jealous. But we ran the board, guys. Great start to the week there with the G-men and the under. But big World Series game tonight. NHL, NBA. Hopefully, we continue to get some unders in the NBA. These faves come through in NHL and Houston here. Let's see if we can force a game 7. Little maction. Had a look at it. Some NFL spots this weekend. Oh, there's one more. Sorry, there's one more I wanted to mention. For tomorrow night, Northern Illinois and Kent. Another maction spot, but what I like about this one Northern Illinois. This game opened Kent State at home -4.5. I've seen them get down to, I haven't seen an opener of like Kent State -5.5, -6. But this line is now down to 4 and even down to 3.5. If you see a book still hanging a 4, I jumped on Northern Illinois +4. This would meet our short road dogs +4 or less system, which is 54%. ATS this year, conference road dogs with the line stays the same, moves in their favor, 53% ATS this year. And it kind of makes, I'm a little worried because it's like, it kind of looks obvious. Northern Illinois, they're 6-2. Kent State is 4-4. And Northern Illinois has won, I think, like a bunch of games in a row here. Both teams averaging about 29 points a game, giving up around 30 a game. So you're kind of even there, but I like the points there with Northern Illinois for tomorrow. So I want to mention that because you'd hate to, you know, me not to mention that, or you don't notice it. And then tomorrow you wake up, it's down to 3. So that hook could be crucial. If you're a book with a 4, that's also important. So I did add Northern Illinois +4 and maybe 3.5 here. If you're shopping around, that might be, if you can find a 4, that'd be great. But 3.5, I see a lot of those, which maybe that 4 is a bit of an outlier. 3.5 is kind of the number painted across the board. But anyway, guys, there you have it. Another day, another dollar, big day in the arena. Let's keep it rolling. Reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights podcast, if it has become a staple of your day, I don't expect you to play every game we mention, but I hope that you find it insightful. Whether you're tailing, fading, whatever, it's up to you. But hopefully, as we kind of daily talk about line movement, taking your bias out of it, looking at everything with a contrarian mindset, looking at historical data, looking at betting percentages, line moves, all this stuff, hopefully it's made you maybe think differently, hopefully increased your bankroll a little bit. You started to avoid parlays, you're flat betting, you're betting trist, not bet to win. If the pot has helped you in any way, staying more plugged into the market, or, just help you cash a few bets, one thing I ask of you, buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It'll mean a lot to me, guys, especially if you're in a newly legalized state. I got a lot of tips, strategies, systems, things to point you in the right direction. And I wrote it from the perspective of, you know, if I was brand new to betting, a young 18-year-old like I used to be at the University of Vermont when I first started betting on sports, what do I wish people told me? What do I wish people, just little things, and again, avoid parlays. That could have saved me a lot of losses in my early 20s. But all these things are located in my book, and if you want to get a copy, especially for holidays coming up here, it would really, really, really mean a lot to me. So if you already have, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, the new and improved and brand spanking new, newly legalized Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun in the great state of Connecticut, I'll have to add this one today, guys. Or in Florida, online with the Hard Rock Sportsbook, or the great casino that we call Circa, brand new, spanking new. You got to get out there. You got to watch a game at Stadium Swim. Or the good old South Point where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number owners, wherever it may be. You're going to walk up to me. You're going to flash me a G-Men plus 10.5 ticket. You're going to flash me an under ticket from last night. You're going to give me an Oilers ticket. From last night, or maybe Denver under, Magic under, OKC under, Portland under, I know it was 4 and 5, but either way, guys, we're grinding. You got to love the G-Money, and you got to love that under last night. So guess what? First one's on me, next one's on you. We're going to post about the book, Sweat Sharp Contrarian Plays all night. Hope you have a great day. Good luck. Tip your cashier, at your ticket writer, and keep grinding, guys. Enjoy Maction, and get ready for tomorrow, a big Dickie V day, baby, hump day. Have a great day, guys. Good luck, and I hope to see you on Betting Across America. Tune in, stream live, VSiN.com, and the iHeartRadio app from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time today. Me and my guy, Mike Pritch. Have an excellent, great, awesome, happy, healthy, and hopefully a profitable Tuesday. Good luck, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow.